Your community Kenton by Karen Anderson. I hope that you are enjoying a wonderful summer and have been able to attend some of the local events in the area. It has been great to see the return of so many fairs, rodeos and local events after their absence the past 2 years. These have been well attended. The regular foot clinic was held on July 28 at the WSS office with 7 clients, 3 were new. On August 2, an information session with Julie Sprenger was held in the lower level of Briarwood Creek Cafe and Grill in Kenton. Julie Sprenger, Julie's Muscle Awareness, www.juliemusclearness.com, is a certified muscle activation techniques specialist and ConFit Pro certified personal trainer. She was trained in Denver, Colorado. Using muscle activation techniques developed by Greg Roskopf, biomechanics consultant for the Denver Broncos. Julie's muscle awareness therapy sessions are Tuesdays at Briarwood Creek in Kenton. There are pamphlets in the WSS office. We're hoping to hold a boot camp with Julie in Kenton in September-October. The lending library at the Kenton RM office is now open Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Donations of books are appreciated. The community garden in Kenton is doing well. Though the Legion is closed from July 6 to October 3, the coffee group is still meeting at its regular time. The Clack Family Heritage Museum held their annual museum day on Sunday, August 14 after a 2-year hiatus. Admission was free. There were activities, tours and lunch was available. Attendance was excellent with 100 attending from towns in the area. The next Senior Center Without Walls program guide for September 1 to December 30 is now available at the WSS office. Karen Anderson as Resource Coordinator, Woodworth Senior Services Evergreen Place by Helen Martin September Song. Oh, it's a long, long while, from May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September. Author unknown. I heard a song on TV on Friday which began with these two lines: you might forget the singer, but you won't forget the song. Those lines made me think of the above September song. I do not remember anything but the song, but only the one verse. Isn't it true, the days are getting noticeably shorter? September is here. We have a new cafe in town, which serves coffee and breakfast at 6:30 a.m. That really suits me because I am an early riser. I went there with a friend last week. I'm sure while we had our Denver sandwiches, there were at least 20 people who came in for their cup of specialized coffee. Congratulations to the two friendly young ladies who so capably are in charge. On August 28, one Evergreen resident had a birthday. An ice cream cake was shared with whoever came for coffee that afternoon. Happy 59th birthday, Mike. Ann Lauder went to Shoal Lake to visit family this weekend. She took some of her home baking with her. She said they may be harvesting and a little extra would come in handy. A friend from Elkhorn gave me an encouraging phone call this week. Just what I needed. Parents who have school children are busy these days preparing for school again, new shoes, new school supplies, back to early to bed, etc. I recall those exciting days, when I could be back in school because I loved school days. Maybe that's why I remember so much of the poetry we had to memorize. So now this weekend, enjoy the Labor Day holiday with family, then excite your children about school days. Rose Heigl's daughter Kim and hubby Tom Arneson of West Hope, North Dakota visited Rose for a few days. Irene Rowand had a good time at a birthday party for her 2-year-old great-granddaughter. Have you heard of Haskip trees? I just heard of this fruit for the first time from a resident. She had eaten Haskip jam at a place she had visited this week, and it had been delicious. It is also called honeyberry jam, something I hope to try sometime. Talking about fruit and jam, I must call my friend who usually tells me where to I can pick chokecherries. It must be that time of the year. I need more chokecherry pancake syrup. It is the best. We've said goodbye to August. But goodbyes are kind of sad. I think I'd rather say, hello, September. Please be a good month and bring smiles and happiness to my family and friends. Pass it on. Author unknown. Princess Lodge by Janice Simpson. Dorothy Gao of Minneota had a good visit on the weekend with Ethel Bowles. Alice Polk also visited Ethel. Warren and Michelle Cole and sons Caden and Trenton from Langdon, Alta, visited last week with Grandma and Great-Grandma Aline Welch. They spent time with Eddie and Wayne Clayton in Brandon, and Wesley and Leilani Clayton in Winnipeg. Aline joined them for a day visit with her granddaughter Laura Clayton at Strathclair. It was a busy and pleasant visit. Get well wishes to Len Collier from all the residents. We are having a pizza salad and dessert supper Monday, August 29th. Arthur and Debbie Maxwell and Milton Henry are our entertainment. Janice attended the barbecue in the park on August 23rd, to wish Dr. Rue a well-deserved retirement. He was my doctor for 20 years. I will sure miss him. We're hoping there will be enough residents sign up for the bingo so we can start on September 15th. Miniota by Linda Clark. Our Miniota community extends deepest sympathy to Stan and Bonnie Bryant and family, Sheila Lockhart and family, and Judy Bryant and Colin Campbell and family on the death of their mother and grandmother, Norma Chervell. Norma has been a resident at the Sherwood in Verdon these past few years. She would have celebrated her 100th birthday this coming October. A memorial service will be held at a later date. Congratulations to Jamie Sheen and Jessica Peters, who were married on August 27th at her dad's farm. Visiting with the McKeans and here to attend the wedding were Jim and Debbie Forsyth and Krista Forsyth, Morden, Darcy McKean and Michelle Dubas here, and Darcy's sons Tyler and Jason, Portage La Prairie, and Tyler's friend Ya Varagara, Winnipeg, Marty and Amanda McKean, Rokenville, Patty McKean-Stewart, Moose Jaw, and Shauna Johnston and her husband Jeff Harbaway, Edmonton. A warm welcome to Diane Kirk, who has moved from Hamiota, and to Sonia Cameron, who has moved from Elkhorn, to our community. We hope you enjoy your new surroundings and our community. Danny and Jalen Carter, Brantley, Peyton and Hannah enjoyed a trip with Trent and Sandra Peel to Toronto for sightseeing and a Blue Jays game. Terry and Jana Joseph spent a few days with friends Helen Tack and Greg Fisher at their cabin at Kenora, Aunt. Linda Clark enjoyed a trip to Saskatoon with Myrtle Lane and Daryl and Melanie Clark to take in grandson Coy Clark's home opening football game for the University of Saskatchewan. Proud grandmas report a win. Wishing all our students, teaching staff, bus drivers, custodians and parents a wonderful school year which starts for the students this coming Wednesday. It will be great once again to hear the students' voices at recess across the town. Fall is in the air as the Labor Day weekend approaches. Enjoy the last of the summer days and have a great weekend. Harvest is underway for some of our farm families. Wishing everyone a bountiful and safe harvest. A farm is more than land and crops. It is a family's heritage and future. Unknown author.